Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll put my hand out.
Stop.
I'll say, babe, stop.
Stop.
You're ruining the whole thing.
Is this a prank?
Yeah, facts. I thought you were buff.
Yeah, yeah.
After watching all of this,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Right, guys, as you already know, we start the show with energy, hype, charisma, and a bit of foreplay.
Oh, you want to do foreplay now?
Why not?
You're not selfish this week.
I'm not selfish this week.
Give me that energy, energy.
Come on.
Give me that energy.
You man already know what the time is. It's time for the question of the week. And the question of the week this week was something light, something simple, something nostalgic. What's your best your mum / dad joke?
Oh, okay.
Damn. Very nostalgic.
That is hella nostalgic.
Hella nostalgic.
All right, cool.
We grew up poor. They were the joke. Starting off strong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Your mum's so fat, Thanos had to clap. Cool.
I just got it. All right. Bet. All right. Cool.
Your mum's so dumb, she spent hours looking at the orange juice carton because it said concentrate.
All right. Cool.
Your mum's so short, she climbed Mountain Dew.
Cool. Not bad. These are cool, man.
They're cool. Your mum's so hairy, her OF got reported for bestiality.
Wow. Your mum jokes have come up.
Yeah, they have. I've got like half your mums and half your dads.
All right. Pause.
Yeah, facts. I thought I'd get away with it.
All right, cool. Well, so I've got half your dads.
Your mum's so dumb, she thought seaweed was the stuff SpongeBob smokes.
All right, cool.
Cool. Your mum's so fat, they said it was chilly outside, so she brought a bowl.
Wow. Okay. It's chilly outside. Am I going for a bowl outside? Cool.
Your mum's so fucking stupid.
Okay, sorry. Good.
Your mum's so fucking stupid. Oh, God.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Your mum's so fucking stupid, she thought...
Is that fucking... What are you sending me, man? Flip sake! Fix up, man.
Right.
Okay. Go on.
Your mum's so fucking stupid, she thought a quarterback was a refund.
Ah, oh, damn, okay, cool.
This one, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Your mum is Jada Pinkett Smith.
She's coming for blood this year. She's come for blood this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah, it's
she's
crazy.
She's left with just on a boat with notifications off.
It's mad.
Oh, God.
Your mum's so ugly, she had to tie a pork chop around her neck just so the dog could play with her.
Jesus.
Your dad ain't half the man your mum is.
God. Jesus. All right, bet.
Your dad sells Avon.
Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
Wow.
Avon.
That had stay-at-home moms gassed for a minute.
Yes.
For a minute.
They thought they had jobs.
Yeah.
Wow. Your dad fakes jellyfish stings to get pissed on by strangers.
Well, random.
That is random.
Jesus. Cool.
Your dad bites his lip when he wipes his ass.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Your dad hoovers with boxing gloves and calls himself Mike Dyson.
Jesus, all right.
Your dad's so fat, his blood type is Nutella.
Cool.
I bet you dip your Oreos in water because your dad hasn't come back with milk.
Oh, shit. All right, cool.
Your dad's so fucking fat, he gave memory foam Alzheimer's.
Oh, damn. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that is pretty smart.
All right, cool.
Your dad's so fat, he brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
All right, cool.
Last one. Your dad wanks on all fours.
Whoa. I bet.
Oh, man, my head's spin, man.
On all fours. Wow. His back must curl when he nuts.
Wow. That's just staining carpet.
Yeah.
That's just staining carpet. You can't catch stuff like that.
You can't, bro. It's flying off.
Puts a towel down.
Yeah,
it's long.
Or a yoga mat.
Oh, Jesus.
Rolls that bitch up afterwards.
God.
That's hilarious.
All right, guys. Welcome back, man.
Oh, welcome back. That was short and just quick.
That was short and sweet, yeah. G. I like that.
Yeah, man. Get the juices flowing.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, guys. Mm. Thank you for joining us today.
As per.
As always, guys, if you are a fan in the slightest,
yes, sir.
If you're like, this is all right, I can live with this, head on over to patreon.com / shits and gigs.
Yes.
And all you're going to do is reach shallowly into your pocket.
Not even deep.
Nowhere near deep.
A shallow. Yeah.
A young shallow, £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G.
Facts.
And you're a top boy now.
Facts.
Your whole life, you've been vexed because you're a bottom boy and there's nothing you can do about it. Mm. Turns out, all it costs is £3.
That's it.
And you're a top boy now.
Facts. Turns out, bottom to the top. Yep. That's what it looks.
From bottom to the top. So, start at the bottom.
Now we're here.
Come on!
Let's go.
We're in sync today.
Let's go.
That's flipping better, man. Honestly, guys, the last few weeks have been tragic. We're in sync today. All right, we're cooking. Guys, big announcement as well, okay?
Zer. Pay attention, guys.
Pay attention. So along with subscribing to this channel, because you have to plug ourselves first.
Facts.
Selfish lovers.
Facts.
Okay, let me actually, let's bring the volume down.
Yeah. Concentrate.
Obviously, let me get serious with you guys for a minute. You already know that we've been daddies in the game for a minute.
Obviously.
Some of you weren't true believers, so we had to put our CEO hats on.
Mm.
CEO hats on, and we had to branch out.
Yeah.
So, your boys are in the...
Acquiring business.
Acquisition business
yeah?
Your boys are in the partnership business, production style.
Facts.
So now... We've opened our arms and we've embraced the lovely Madam Joyce.
We have.
And her sensational show, Cocktails and Takeaways, which is now under the S&G umbrella.
Nice.
The beautiful, cozy, cult umbrella.
Let's go.
Now extends to Cocktails and Takeaways.
It does indeed.
And we expect you guys to show her equal respect.
Equal love.
Admiration.
Admiration.
Enjoyment.
Facts.
So guys, head on over to Cocktails and Takeaways channel, hit that subscribe button.
Facts.
We've just done a big rebrand, relaunch, new studio, new content, new everything.
Everything.
And obviously her first guests were yours truly.
Facts. Who else would it be?
It was a paying episode. Mm-hmm. Fuad drank some stuff he didn't want to drink.
Pause. Come on.
And we had a good time. I drank some stuff I didn't want to drink.
Pause.
I had a terrible time. My belly was cooking.
Oh, for my lungs? I don't know why, but my lungs were hot.
Yeah. So head on over there, guys. Enjoy the episodes. They're going to be coming out every week. And this is very, very, very exciting. We're super, super stoked.
It is, guys.
And super happy for Joyce. And yeah, man.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Man.
Now back to the Selfish Lovers.
Facts.
Subscribe to our channel first.
Facts.
If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Chirp and sing in the comments. Like the video if you like the video. If you're listening on any audio platforms, leave a nice review.
Facts.
It actually does stuff.
It does.
You might not think it does stuff, but it actually does stuff.
It does. It cooks.
It cooks, bro. So please do that. And before, by the time this comes out, we're recording this now in past tense. By the time this comes out, your boys are going to be... We're going to be... We're going to be to New York.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, we're going to be to New York after a young week in LA.
Yeah.
So we're coming out to the States, guys. Don't get gassed. Because we're going to be minding our business.
Yeah, facts. We're going to make money.
Yeah. We're going to be doing business. on business.
Yeah, stand on business, yeah.
We stand on business in America, yeah? Mm. So if you see us...
Step back. Because you don't know me like that. You literally don't know me like that. Step back, bro.
Step the fuck back, bro. But also, it's love. It's love. Yeah. Once you felt the fear of my aura, it's actually love.
It's love.
Come in for a hug.
Facts.
So if you see us, come in for a hug after you step the fuck back.
Yeah.
Because we're standing on business.
Facts.
We're going to let you, man, know that we run all the turfs. We run all the turfs. All right, bet.
Yes, sir.
So, Rem's not in today.
He isn't.
Again.
Again.
So there's no top five today.
There isn't.
If you're vexed about it, send your abuse to his DMs.
Facts.
All the comments for the world to see. But what we are going to do is we're going to pass you over to Fire Lord Wakes.
Come on.
Big Daddy Fuhad is going to hit us with a dilemma.
Yes, sir. And the dilemma of the day is, so I've been in a relationship with a girl for about 7 months now. And we were close friends for a year before we finally got together. Everything is great. She's funny, peng. Our vibes are immaculate, but she comes with somewhat of a red flag. So she proclaims to have a lot of close guy friends and she's not shy about it. She says she has like 10 or so close friends who are guys, in brackets. She does also have close girlfriends, but she usually hangs out with these guys alone, .. Sometimes it's two or three guys, sometimes it's two or three guys and her, or sometimes it's just her and one guy. She's even been to restaurants with one of them, which I said I wanted to take her to.
Oh,
techie,
damn.
Techie. Now, her being friends with guys doesn't actually bother me. And I have girlfriends and we both trust each other. But the part that makes it a red flag to me is that half of these guys she is close to, have at one point admitted to being in love with her or have asked her out.
How many, sorry?
10. She's got 10 close male friends plus.
And all of them have proclaimed love? How many are proclaimed love? All of them at some point or another?
Yeah. At some point or another, all of them.
Ah.
At one point not being in love, or I've asked her out, or tried to ask her out. She rejected them, obviously, but I find it weird that she's going to restaurants alone / bantering with them. If they've had these feelings, and as a guy, I don't know if they would actually be over her if they're still like that. I was her close guy friend before being with her, so I know that her banter with guys is naturally quite flirty. The second thing is that she still hasn't told a lot of them that we're together. I asked why, and she said that it would just make it weird between them, / she doesn't want people to know about intimate details in her life.
Okay, yeah, I'm done with this.
So, am I being unreasonable finding that weird and voicing my concerns? She says that it's not weird and I should drop it. Advice.
She is a whore.
She's clapped one of them.
She hangs around with 10 bres. I don't have 10 friends.
Yeah.
I don't have 10 friends.
Yeah.
She hangs out with 10 bres, she's been to a restaurant with one of them.
Mm-hmm. That he wants to take her to.
That he asked to take her to.
Mm-hmm.
She hangs around with 3 or 4 of them at a time. Sometimes just one to one.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in their relationships, all 10 of them, I said, I either want to bang you, I fancy you, or I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm. And he started off as a brethren as well.
Oh, I missed that bit.
Yeah, he started off as a brethren as well before becoming her man.
Oh, he was number 11.
Mm.
And he broke through the friend zone. And It's basically like, if I can break it through,
yeah,
any one of these motherfuckers can break it through. So what's the difference between me breaking it through and someone else?
It's the law of physics.
And she's like, fucking drop it. They're just friends.
The thing is, in those scenarios, she, from what I can assume of this context only, she is clearly benefiting from having these 10 male friends.
Whether
it be sexually or not, she's going on quote unquote friendship dates. She's getting these men that are infatuated with her to do stuff for her. And she's just living a soft life and having a man on the side.
Bro. And also, she's told me that me and her together, I'm the only one out of these 11 guy friends that's made it through the friend zone and now I'm her man. But she won't tell the others that I made it through.
Because it might make things a bit icky.
Because it's going to make things a bit awkward and that they don't need to know personal details about my life. So what evidence do you have to me that you're not fucking every single one of them?
Facts. What proof is there? If you can't even tell these men, oh, I'm actually in a relationship, but we can still be boys.
Because all I'm hearing is I'm still in the exact same position that these men are in.
Facts.
I said I wanted to take you to like Vapiano's and you went Vapiano's with Fred. So how are me and Fred any different?
Facts.
Apart from you saying that you're not banging Fred. I don't know that.
I don't know that for a fact at all.
Nah, done this girl, bro.
Bro, it's I mean, it's open and shut. It's pretty much open and shut. Like you can't, you're in every position to voice these feelings and opinions to her, considering she clearly is in a situation where she just wants to have a cake and eat it. And that's just neither here nor there, my bro. You can't let that slide, and that's just on God.
It is on God.
You can't let that slide.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to dash it. That's so obvious.
Yeah, bro. She must be bad.
Oh, God.
She must be bad. I can just tell.
She
has 10 men just running around for her.
Probably, bro. Really, really probably.
Yeah. Long. She sucked one of them off. That's for sure.
Yeah, literally. Bet.
Anyway, sus, bro.
Rightio. Trash news.
Yes, sir. So I'm taking over off Rem's duties. As you know, Rem's away. So I'm just going to re-up on some trash news. So listen to this, my G. Woman abandoned by dates and left to foot the bill of £150 after she ordered 48 oysters.
I saw that. I haven't read the thing, but I saw that. It's a joke.
Understatement. A woman who ordered 4 dozen oysters on a first date was left to foot the bill after the man did a runner. Awkward. TikTok user Iquana, I believe that's how you say it, visited the Fontaine's Oyster House in Atlanta with a man who had been keen to take her out on a first date for some time. Once there, she decided to make the most of the restaurant's significant dish and ordered herself a plate of 12 oysters costing $15 a piece.
Oh, shit!
A piece, bro. Yeah, oysters aren't cheap. And she enjoyed them so much, she ordered another 3 plates, much to her date's surprise. He clearly didn't like that very much and bailed when he had the chance. And that was it. I don't know if that's her, but that's...
Yeah, I was going to say it can't be her. Or maybe it is.
Maybe it is her.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she can put away that many oysters. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, oysters are very small. But then again, I've never had oysters before.
I've never had oysters.
I never will have an oyster.
I can't imagine a situation where I'm taking a lengthing on a date.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'll have the 12 oysters. Mm. And I'm just like, that's cute.
Yeah.
A little Afro D's.
Yeah,
little Afro D's nuts. Let's go, bro.
You want to get freaky? Yeah, say less.
That.
Take 12.
12, baby. You sure? Why not? She's like, I got that, daddy.
Yeah.
And then she's doing the little...
Yeah, she's putting hot sauce on.
Yeah, hot sauce. Yeah. I'm like, damn. First 6 went down quick. Yeah,
she's throwing them back.
All right, bet. All right, bet. Finish the whole 12. Next plate.
Want 12 more.
Yeah, and then 15 a piece. I'll be thinking, raw. I would definitely say on the next plate, are you sure you want another 12?
Facts.
And she's like, yeah, bet. As soon as I saw those 12 go up, I would say raw. I would really, really, really start questioning what's going on.
Yeah.
24 of anything is mad.
Yeah.
Unless it's chips.
Facts.
24 is a lot.
It's a lot.
And even, I don't even think I could sit there and watch someone eat 24 chips. Just chips.
Yeah. And then order more.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
And then order Facts. Double that.
Facts.
That's crazy. And you know the worst thing about it? Let me read it again. The worst thing about it that I read was with a man who had been keen to take her out on a date. That bar, that keen bar, she saw how gassed and gagging for it
he was. He's gonna firm it.
I'm gonna order what I want.
He's gonna firm it.
I'm gonna order what I want because he loves me, clearly.
She had four plates of 12. It's like 48.
Yeah, do you know how brazy that is?
You would vomit.
Oh, fuck.
You would vomit. That's not possible. This must have been a TikTok dare or trend or challenge or something.
I don't know. Apparently, she threw him back.
Yeah. Ooh.
She threw him back, bro. And she's...
Yeah. That, I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's a throat on.
All I'm hearing is she's got a throat
on
her.
Open throat.
Yeah. She don't feel nothing.
She don't feel nothing.
What do you say? Open season.
Open season. Yeah. That throat is open season. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That's a pier steak. So he just bounced.
He just, first opportunity, he bounced. Probably went to the toilet or something. Like,
what is 15 times? Is this how much he was supposed to pay?
I think it said $150, but I don't think that adds up.
It doesn't. That's 10, it doesn't, that's add 10 oysters.
Yeah. So woman abandoned by date and left to foot the bill of £150. Well, oh, it's £150. I think they converted it because this is in America.
Yeah, but even still, £150 in dollars is literally like $170. It's not much.
Yeah. All right. What's 15 times 48?
Bro, 15 times 48 is bags. 15
times 48, $720. So what the fuck are they coming up with £150 for?
Bro.
Anyway, that, yeah, raw, 720. Wow.
I'd skedaddle out of there.
Yeah,
fat. And I wouldn't even run. I would tell her I'm leaving.
I'm gone. You can tell the world. You can tell your TikTok followers. I don't give a fuck.
Tell everyone. I'll put my face on it. I don't give a fuck.
You're brave.
700 quid.
On
oysters.
On a throat.
Yeah.
720 on a throat.
Yeah. Wow. But also, I know for a fact that throat is out of commission tonight now.
Facts. So,
I'm definitely different.
Facts, because there is no aphrodisiac left. Yeah. Like, you sucked it all up. Yeah, there's no aphrodisiac left because you need to have maybe like 3-4 to activate
it. Yeah.
You've had way too many. You have way too many. So you're either throwing up or shitting.
Yeah.
One of the two. So yeah, that throat is...
You sucked it all up.
Yeah, that throat is discontinued.
Yeah, bro. I'm living because I know we ain't doing shit tonight.
Yeah.
So what am I dropping £700 on this for?
Facts, bro.
£700 on dinner is nuts.
I mean...
That's like a family of four at Nobu.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the last time I spent probably around that much was like a family dinner.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of us.
Bro.
On two people? On just one dish? Or one item of dish?
That's
ordered multiple times?
That's disgraceful.
What about me? What am I eating?
Literally. This
show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell us straight, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. I missed you on oyster number, so she's done 12, she orders another. Oyster number 6 on second plate, so oyster number 18 in total. I'll put my hand out.
Stop.
I'll say, babe, stop.
Stop. You're ruining the whole
thing. Is this a prank?
Yeah, facts. I thought you were buff.
Yeah.
After watching all of this, I don't understand.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
No, that's brazy.
Yeah, I'd have to put my, I would hear the hand up. Yeah. You hear that? And I'll stand up. Yeah. Stop,
bro.
Whatever prank this is, just stop. And tell me.
The most annoying thing about it is 9 times out of 10, if there's oysters on a menu, oysters are starters. These aren't main dish type things.
Damn.
oysters is a starter dish. You can get different variations, but it's a starter dish. Do you see what I'm saying? Or it's a sharing platter, which of course is still a starter dish. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Man's not even ordered his entree or his appetizer. Numb. These man, she's doing up starter dishes for $15 a pop.
Yeah.
That's bonkers, man.
Nah, get the fuck out my face.
Facts, bro. Get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck out of this restaurant. Because you have no regard for human life.
You can't keep ordering appetizer after appetizer after appetizer.
The chef will be thinking this is a mistake. Table 50's ordered 12 oysters again? What is going on? If I'm the chef, I'm calling the waitress. What are you recommending these man?
Oh, I told you, fucking push the specials.
Push
bro.
The specials.
What the fuck is this?
We've got other people to serve. These men want oysters too.
Oysters are growing trees, bro. What the fuck?
It's not oyster season next week, man. We need to make this bitch spread.
Bro, the line chefs are cutting their hands over this bitch. They're splitting skin for this
man,
bitch.
They're shaking. Another 12 oysters. I'm throwing my stuff in the air. If I'm a chef, I'm throwing my stuff in the air. What do you mean another 12?
Bro. You know that knife thing, and they roll up their knives.
That's me. My towel on my shoulder. Bro, I'm gone.
I see that ticket come through. Another 12 oysters for 57. I'll roll my shit up. The fuck?
I'm gone. I'm gone, bro. The line chefs are pissed.
This is a mistake.
Oh god.
12 oysters again. Nah, bro. Nah, that's impossible.
Oh, bro. Shit.
And if you think I'm doing this poxy little salt bed again on his plate.
The garnish?
Yeah, I'll promise you I'll put a bucket on that table. I'll put a salty bucket on that table.
Fucking clam him yourself, bitch. You want 48? Clam him yourself, man.
I'll bash you a screwdriver and bounce. You're taking a piss.
It's your job now. You want to all have him. Fucking have him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real trash news, boy.
Yeah, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Sometimes we run away with stuff. We run away with stuff. Oh, I thought we were over with this story like 5 minutes ago. Jesus, then it got juicy.
Oh, God.
Right, brother, you have a thread for us, I believe.
I do. Another light one. So I'm going to need your help with this one. So the thread is, what's the worst response to an I love you message? Oh, so I'm going to need you to tell me you love me. I'm just going to respond.
Every time you want me to say it? Time. Wow, okay.
Every single time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christmas came early.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
Born ready, bro.
Say less.
Born ready, bro.
All right. I love you.
Have you ever been told goodnight?
Oh! Wow. I don't know what I expected, but that was not it. Have you ever been told goodnight? Off the back of an I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, bet. I love you.
I know. You're not the only one.
All right. I love you.
Are you okay?
All right, bet. I love you.
We don't do that around here.
Yeah. All right, say less. I love you.
Forwarded, I love you. A forwarded message, bro. Yeah. A forwarded reply, I love you. Crazy.
Do you know why that's actually fucking crazy? Because you either just told someone else that you love them and then repeated that bitch to me.
Yeah.
Or someone else just said it to you.
You threw
it
forward.
And you fucking forwarded it to me. Yeah. You didn't type nothing to one.
Yeah, brazy. Yeah.
You probably forwarded my one back to them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's got
days.
The whole game on lock.
Bro, ain't typing shit.
Forward this, forward that.
Right, I love you.
You're welcome. Okay, I have to say, this one doesn't work.
All right, cool.
So, I love you. You're welcome. Don't you love me back? Now, isn't that obvious?
I don't.
No, bro.
You're welcome, you know.
You're welcome. All right.
But back to me?
Yeah.
All right, I love you.
Just an emoji sign. Stay strong.
Prosperity. Stay strong.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. No. I'm saying that was it for that one.
Fuck.
Keep going.
I love you.
Likewise. he put underneath, she left me.
Likewise. All right, Bear, I love you.
I've read this for the third time now, and I swear I don't see how that concerns me.
My love concerns you, bro. No, I promise you now, my love concerns you. That's fucked. I don't see how this concerns me.
Facts, bro. That's crazy. All right.
I love you.
I noticed.
I'm kind of over this, you know. I know it's nothing to do with me. You're feeling it every time. I have to say it every single time.
It's sweet in me, bro.
It's really starting to like itch.
Got a few more, don't worry. There's like five more.
Fuck. Yeah. All right, I love you.
It's just an infatuation.
First of all, don't speak
about my feelings.
About my feelings. Don't tell
don't
me.
Speak on my behalf.
Don't tell me how to feel.
Facts.
It's just
bro.
An infatuation. The fuck do you know? I said I fucking love you.
It's just an infatuation.
It's just an infatuation.
Soz. Next one.
I love you.
Don't worry. It will pass.
I love you.
You know when you can you double tap and put an emoji to the thingy?
Yeah.
Cap.
Cap. Cap. Cap. Fitted. Stop the cap.
Fitted.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
All right. How many more?
One more.
I love you.
I don't want to hear that shit right now.
That's the shame.
Yeah.
That's the shame.
That is the shame. Ah.
Wow.
I don't want to hear that shit right now. Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Cheeky nail
barting.
Trying
to get my money up.
You're talking about this pussy on nail barting?
Yeah.
This pussy on this nail barting. I don't want to hear that shit right now.
Oh,
I love two you. M's. Jesus.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, light thread.
All right, bet.
Light
cool, thread. Man. All right. Man. So I'm going to finish us off.
Pause.
Pause. I'm going to finish us off today with...
Ooh. Scary story part two.
Part two.
The TBC.
Of Dr. McAllister's captive god.
So to my recollection, he's now in the basement. He is... what's his name? The therapist wants this Breda. Let's call him X. I can't remember his name. The therapist wants the Breda X to keep telling him about stuff he has no idea he would have found out about him if he didn't put him under, if I'm correct. That's what happened. He put him to sleep and he was saying stuff to the therapist.
Yes.
It's like, how do you know this stuff about my family, my mom, whatever?
Yes.
And I want more of him.
Yeah.
He's drugged him and he's in his basement.
Yeah, he's got him.
Cool.
Yeah, he's got him in his basement.
I'm locked.
So how we finished off, and that's how I became Dr. McAllister's captive god.
Okay.
Right. Part two. Let's go. I will say that while I was with him, I never wanted for restful sleep. Jesus. This was due in part to the fact that I spend most of my time in a near catatonic state.
What does that even mean?
Bro, it's just loopy doopy.
Catatonic?
Yeah,
I've never heard that word in my life.
I'm conch. I'm conch.
Say less.
Dr. McAllister kept me restrained in a large underground area that I always thought of as the basement. I was seated in a large, comfortable chair, my hands secured to the arms with soft straps. There was a remote at hand. I was allowed to watch anything I wanted on television, as long as the doctor was away.
Okay.
If I was hungry, all I had to do was push a button and a short blonde woman, who I would later discover was doctor's wife, would bring me anything I wanted.
Oh my goodness.
In the beginning, it wasn't so bad. I was kept in a sluggish state from the drugs he used on me to induce the state he wanted, but it wasn't bad. I watched TV, I ate, and I existed. Given that I had worked 40 plus hour weeks and lived off crappy food for most of my adult life, it felt almost like pampering. I was free to do what I liked, except leave or talk to people who were likely wondering what had happened to me.
Facts. That's what I'm literally, as you were reading, I was thinking, isn't anyone looking for this
fam?
People must surely know he's missing.
And the way he's talking is like he's given up.
He's given up, bro.
And accepted his reality.
Yeah, this is my fate now.
Yeah. I might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
Pamper me. Oh, my mom, my dad, my friend, did any of them wonder what had happened to me? It may seem odd to you that I never tried to escape, but my head was always in a cloud of some sort. The drugs left me lucid enough to consume TV or audiobooks, but I never felt able to really settle my thoughts on anything in particular. I knew I should want to escape, but it was always a hard concept to catch hold of.
Okay.
Those days were the good days, back when Dr. McAllister was still operating his practice. That was when Dr. McAllister was still pretending to have a normal life.
Okay.
He would come down in the evenings and talk with me, just telling me his problems and asking me to help. He would ask me about stocks or bonds, the housing market, business ideas, patients, and inventions, and I would try my best to direct him in the way he wanted. I wasn't sure what he wanted. My head was too foggy most of the time to make any sense of it. But I would try my best to help him without the need to be placed into an unconscious state. We'd talk for hours about everything from the state of his marriage, the depraved childhood he'd lived through, the future of psychology, and even the condition of his soul.
Jesus.
I didn't always want to hear what he had to say, but I understood that it didn't really matter what I wanted.
My God.
Facts. It didn't seem to matter anyway. We would talk for hours, but the end result was always a needle in my arm or my neck.
Oh, neck!
Bro.
Nah.
We would talk for hours, but the end result was always a needle in my arm or my neck. Fuck. And several hours of blissful unconsciousness. I'm sorry, I have to pause there. The fucking fear that would put in my chest knowing when he starts yawning or when he started to just get bored of this little chatter, he's jawsing for a needle. It's going here or it's going here?
The neck. Nah, man.
Bro.
That's scary stuff.
When he gets tired of this chit chat, he's going to say, fam, it's time for night night. Tell me my future.
Facts.
Tell me my future.
I don't hear this chit chat anymore. This lucid chit chat. I want you dopey. Wow.
I
want
to meet my God again.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Right. I remember little from these periods of blackout, fortunately, but sometimes I would go to a dark place and just hang suspended in the murk. Things would whisper to me there, tell me things I couldn't understand, and I was powerless to stop them. This happened very rarely, but it was still too often for my taste. I don't know what I said to Dr. McAllister in those times, but there was always a drastic change when I came back to myself. It wasn't always for the better either.
Oh my God.
Once, I came back to myself and felt something wet in my lap. I glanced down, which was difficult because my head was strapped to the headrest.
Oh my God.
And found that someone had thrown...
Why are you stopping, fam? Read the ting. Read the ting. Because I'm visualizing as you're speaking and you said thrown and I'm frozen. My imagination's frozen.
And found that someone had thrown a head into my lap. I flinched away from it as my soggy brain finally clicked it all together, but it was little more than a shudder in my current state. The head had wispy grey hair, a pair of broken glasses hanging across the face by one ear, and a nose full of broken veins from a lifetime of drinking. I didn't recognise it, but it soaked the pants of my pyjamas. I did feel like it was familiar somehow. Dr. McAllister was sitting across from me, looking expectantly at the gift he had literally dropped into my lap. Oh my God. And I looked at it with confusion as he asked, why had he done this? You told me to, he said, a little shocked. You said, if I meant to truly get over the cruelty and abuse that my father had given me, then I had to destroy the icon of my father within myself. So I did. I told him that I wanted to meet so we could discuss our past and reconcile. He was ecstatic. He hadn't seen me in 20 years. And oh, did we reconcile.
Oh my God.
I waited for him to turn around and I bashed his head with a hammer, choking him to death as he lay twitching on the floor.
Oh my God.
Then I took the body and disposed of it, cutting off the head so I could show you that I'd followed your instructions. You're so wise, so correct, and I'm your loyal disciple.
Wait. I know we started this off as, obviously this is a Reddit thing, right? This is real. Because, is this real or not? I can't remember. You need to confirm, James. You need to confirm, because it sounds like you're reading Sign of Alice in Wonderland.
Bro, I think this is the beauty of the subreddit. We don't know.
Jeez.
We don't know what's real and what's fake.
If this is fake, this is story writing. Because I'm locked in and I'm imagining stuff.
Bro. Let's go for a little bit more.
Okay.
Let's tease it a little bit more. You are so wise, so correct, and I am your loyal disciple. I started screaming, mindless gibbering noise, but he just bowed to me. And when the head hit the ground next to him, he didn't even flinch. That was my first inclination that the things I was saying in my sleep might be used in ways I had never considered. After that, he started bringing people down to see me.
Oh no.
At first, it was his wife, the blonde woman who had been feeding me. She looked skeptical as she approached, content to keep her husband's secrets, but unsure of joining him in this new experiment. I knew from our talks that he was afraid and she would leave him. I knew from our talks that he was afraid she would leave him, but enjoyed the financial stability of their marriage. He stuck me with the needle as she sat a few feet away. And when I came to, she was bowing and crying, and she thanked me for helping her see the truth.
Oh my God.
My husband was right. You truly are a God. I was wrong to ever doubt him or you. After that, it was friends and colleagues. They all seemed confused when he introduced them to me, calling me his God of knowledge. And some of them laughed, thinking it was a joke. They would sit and talk to me, listening to my answers and looking at McAllister as if to ask if there was some elaborate prank. In the end, though, when I came back from little naps, he would subject me to, it was always the same. Their smirk of disbelief or scowl of confusion was replaced with rapturous awe, and they would pledge their undying fealty to me. No matter how many of them I begged to release me, the outcome was always the same. Over time, a religion of sorts became to form. Over time, McAllister drew in his cult. And we'll stop there.
That's insanity.
Bro.
I just remember the title was 10 years now.
A decade. A captive god for a decade.
Wow. I'm intrigued to know how his story ends.
Wow.
I'm intrigued to know how this ends. Because when I say James, you're reading it like I could close my eyes, open my eyes, and I'm seeing this shit. I'm seeing the basement.
Bro.
I'm seeing his head strapped to the thing. I'm seeing him like this. I'm seeing the therapist, gray hair, glasses, suit always.
Bro.
The wife is just like a short, always in a maid's outfit.
Blunting.
Like, bro, I'm like, what's going on? The first time the wife came down and saw it and thinking, oh my God.
Yeah.
The first time the wife brought the brethren down. I like, trust me.
I know it's crazy.
I know it's crazy, but sticking with this, he will tell you stuff.
Once I jab him in his neck, you're going to find out the truth.
You're going to find out the reason why he's tied up here.
And then man just jabs you in your neck and you wake up and everyone's bowing down. I'm not dealing with this every day.
Oh my God.
I'll scream, McAllister, stop.
McAllister.
McAllister, stop. Enough is enough.
No, that's, wow. That's a good read.
Yes, it's juicy.
That's a good read.
Juicy.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm fucking locked in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Same.
We got
same.
A minute. Oh, we got a minute to go.
Oh, say less. Say less. Okay.
Over time, McAllister drew in his cult. Right, that's where we're going to leave it there. Okay. Guys, let's charge the episode there. As always, it's been juicy.
Facts, bro.
And yeah, man, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.